Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another segment of Diamond in the Rough with your host, Charlie Alejandro, a.k.a. Ordinary Woman, or Not So Ordinary Woman, whichever way you want to put it. So glad you guys are all here. I see there is a full house in our chat room. Welcome to everybody. We are trying out a new time on Mondays at 9 o'clock. This will be a test segment. We're hoping to expand, so we're going to try it on Monday, see what happens. We will not be having a show on Tuesday this week, as I am away on Tuesday night. I'll be doing some fun stuff out in the field. But we will be back next week. So just to let everybody know, our new schedule, we will be on Tuesdays every other week and Mondays every Monday from now on. Myself, Charlie Alejandro, will be your host. And of course, don't forget, we have the ever amazing and funny and hysterical Shelly Karma Numchuk. She will still be with you on Wednesdays from 9 to 11 and on Sundays from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Fun, fun, fun. Shelly had an amazing weekend this past weekend. She got to be a ninja in a movie. So we're going to have her on the show, hopefully, to tell us a little bit about it and let us know what's going on with that, because she had a great time. So, guys, I am looking forward to having this time with you guys on Monday, Motivational Monday. We used to have this way, way, way back when we started. And it's happy anniversary to us. Yes, happy anniversary to us. It is our fourth year anniversary. So excited the show continues on, even though you guys know we were on hiatus for a while due to the death of a family member and getting things squared away there. So now here we are. Regular and coming on, and we have the our guest will be coming on in a little while, but in the meantime, just happy to be here with you. I will be sharing my motivational thought with you in a minute, but in the meantime, let's hear a little song. This is called Smoke by Silent Bravery. Welcome back. That was Smoke by Silent Bravery. I love independent music. I think it is just so fresh and so new, and These guys are from Worcester, and I really love them. Well, they're from Massachusetts, but love these guys. They just, I don't know, there's just a certain vibe to their music that I really love, and I'm glad I got to share that with you. Motivational Mondays. Okay, guys, I really want to share this with you because this is something we've talked about before, and I think we need to talk about it again. Mondays. Everybody hates Mondays. They have a reason to hate it. It's the beginning of the work week. It's we got to go back to work, or we're bummed out because we had a really good weekend and all of a sudden, no, I got to go back to work. Guys, we need to cut that out. How our thoughts are directed, what we portray to the world, kind of sets up the things that come back to us in life. And you really don't want to sit there and kind of say, okay, Mondays really stink and it's going to be awful. And basically you're going to be a drone, all bummed out and upset until maybe Thursday you start coming back to life. Everybody talks about Wednesday being hump day. Once you make it over the hump, you're good because then Thursdays there's only one more day to the weekend and then you start all over again. I'm going to challenge you guys today, starting today, to think about it and the fact that today is a gift from God. And today is a day that you have to make new things happen. See what you can do. You can change someone's life. You can reach out to somebody. You can finally start working on that dream of yours. You can do so many things, even if it's as simple as picking up a book that you've been meaning to read for a while, making a phone call, reaching out to a friend you haven't talked to in a while, or maybe there's something else that you had planned for yourself. Maybe you wanted to work out, eat healthier, have more fun, learn a new sport, and learn a new language. There's a lot of things that maybe you wanted to do. And I know everybody's busy, and they're always saying, oh, I don't have time for that. You can make the time. If you have the time, excuse me for a sec. I apologize. I have this nasty cold. If you have the time to sit there and complain and just be aggravated with the way things are going, you have the time to sit down and write out a game plan and rethink where your life is going to go. So I'm challenging you to that. Motivational Monday. Come on, guys, let's turn it around. Let's see how we can change that attitude, make it a little bit more positive. One of the things I've noticed in my life is that the more I work on me, the more magically people around me get better. So it might work for you, too. So in a few minutes, I'm going to be having my guest. Frankie's going to be coming on. But in the meantime, I want to share one more song with you because I definitely have to do something about this tickle in my throat. I don't want poor Frankie's ears blown off with me coughing in his ear. So I'm going to play this song called Precious by Julie Kinchick, and I'll be back in a few seconds. Hope you enjoy it. Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and pearls. And that was Precious by Julie Kinchuk. And I hope you guys really enjoyed it. And now we're going to have our guests come on. And hey, Frankie, what's going on?
Hey, Charlie, how's everything? How you doing?
Oh, good, hon. How's it going? I can hear you just fine. I am so happy to finally have you on the show.
I know. I'm sorry what happened last time. I was coming back from Connecticut, and I lost you. My cell phone went dead, and I was trying to race home, but I couldn't get there in time.
I figured that was what happened. I figured we'd have to get you rescheduled. So welcome. I have to get right to this because I was on your IMDb page, and I was really impressed. And I really want to ask you about one particular project that you've been working on. So for our listeners that aren't familiar with Frankie, Frankie, not only are you an actor, but you are the author of a cookbook.
That's correct.
And as I can see here as well, you've also actually been a producer and worked as crew and all that kind of stuff as well. But this one project here really caught my eye. Mr. Shaw and His Saw.
Yes, that was a short film we did about 2 years ago, and it was directed by Arthur Lunn. That was about a 20-minute movie, and I played a mob boss. It was kind of like a small part and a small speaking role, and it was about this guy. He goes out and he just snaps and just cuts everybody up with a saw. It was kind of not a horror movie, but in that sense, you know. It was a lot of fun. It was good, you know.
It's funny. I ask you because Arthur, I love Arthur. I think he's I think he's just a genius when it comes to directing and editing. I really love his style.
Yes.
I had the opportunity to work with him back in 2009 when he originally started Cond.
I went to the premiere. I went to the Rose premiere when you had the premiere there at the Rose Boston. I was there at around, I'd say around 8 months ago, maybe, a year ago, something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that. And, I just think he's a genius. I love his style and everything about it, so it kind of drew my attention. But getting back to you now, Frankie, when did you start acting, and when did you know it was something you wanted to do?
Well, this actually happened around 2004. I was, after I was on the Emerald show, I won the big contest. There was a contest on Emerald Live. It was an Italian cooking contest, and I submitted my recipe with a bio, and out of 1,500 people, Emerald picked 4 people in the whole country to appear on his show, and also they would go to their community and do some walking and talking and all that, and then they go back to their home and they make the recipe. So what happened was, after that happened, I was the top winner, actually, I guess, and they came to Boston and they filmed me in the North End in the Italian butcher shop buying the ingredients to make the meatballs. And we did some walking and talking through the North End for about 15, 20 minutes. And then they came back to my home, and I made the recipe. They stayed here all day, and we ate all day long. And then about 2 weeks later, they flew me out to New York City, and I was on the show with the other 3 winners and their spouses. And Emerald recreates the whole 4 recipes. And after that happened, about 2 weeks after that, I got a couple of calls from Boston Casting. They said they saw me on Emerald, and they said there's a film going on right now, and we'd like you to be in it. I said, oh. So I went up there, and I auditioned, and the movie at the time was called Stiffs with Danny Aiello. Remember that movie?
Yes.
They filmed in Boston. Well, then I went in that movie. That was the first movie I did. And then after that, I took some acting lessons at NEMG, New England Models Group, and with Tom Logan. He's a Hollywood coach and director. And then from there, I did The Game Plan, and then everything developed after that. I've been over 30 movies now.
No, I noticed that, and it's funny because now, is this something that you had wanted to do before, or is it one of those kind of hidden talents you came across later in life?
Well, I think it was like a hidden thing. Like I didn't plan on becoming an actor. I always liked to cook, and I wasn't a chef because I worked for the postal service. I was a supervisor in the post office, that was my career because I started right out of high school and I did so many years of civil service and all that. And in the meantime, I was always cooking. But you know, the cooking came in play, like in a lot of the social clubs and families, parties and things like that. And I never really pursued a culinary degree in that field, but I always enjoyed cooking. So the acting came in, and once I got a taste of the Emerald Show, then I started to like that. But I always liked movies,
right.
But I never really had any idea I'd be do that. But and now I got the taste of it, and I love it.
And you're really good at it. Now, you are still part of that other show that you're doing. Hold on, let me scroll down here because I have my cheat sheet in front of me. Now, you also did a movie called DJ Stand the Man.
That's correct. That's the one I'm one of the lead actors, and I'm also one of the producers. And we've been filming that for over a year and a half. And we just wrapped it. Last Sunday, we wrapped it. And it's in post-production now. It's going to be a big indie film, big hit. It's going to be a real good movie. It's a feature film, about an hour and a half to 2 hours long. And it'll be at the theater sometime in the new year, January.
So, how did you come across that project?
Well, what happened was a friend of mine was in another movie, and the director asked him if he had someone, you know, in my age category, and you know, and all that. And I met this guy named Matt Fisher. He was the director. So he came down to Boston, we had dinner, and we talked. I looked at the script, and I studied the script. I looked it over, and about a week later, I went back to meet him again, and he liked me, and he says, I want to give you the part.
Mm-hmm.
So after the first week we were filming, he was very happy with me, and he kept me on it, and then one thing led to another, and I stayed on that project for a year and a half as one of the lead roles. I play a photographer. And the movie is basically about this DJ. He's played by Chase Carson. And it's about a very, very frustrated DJ that was a rock star DJ about 30 years ago. And now he can't get used to the new music and the pressure. He's very frustrated.
Totally can relate to that.
He gets very bitter. He fights with all his employees, you know, the staff and the groom's father, the bride's mother, and all that. And that's what it's based on. And it's several different movies in the film. So it's like the wedding business type thing, you know?
Right.
So it's going to be a good movie. You'll enjoy it.
It sounds like a great project. And you also worked on Pizza Makers. What's that about?
Pizza.
And how did you wind up getting involved in that?
Okay, Pizza Makers started. There was me and Bob DiCicco, you know Bob.
Love him.
Bob DiCicco, So, me and Bob DiCicco, we've been friends for years and years. We went to junior high school together. And anyway, I haven't seen Bob for many years. Well, make a long story short, we were at a SAG meeting one night, and I bumped into Bob, and me and Bob were talking. And Chris Palermo, the director of Pizza Makers, he's also an actor and a writer and director of the Pizza Makers, he came up to us and he says he's had this thing and he has this thing building up, and he wants to start this Pizza Makers thing. He wants me and Bob DiCicco to be the lead actors. So after he spoke with us, he called us, and we met up with him one day, and we went over everything, and then we did a pilot episode one about 2.5 years ago. Episode one, we filmed that, and he had some other actors, and which. There's like about 4 or 5 regular actors in every episode. So we started that pilot. It's based on his family business when he was a kid growing up in the pizza place. His family had a pizza place in Massachusetts, in Everett, Massachusetts. And then it was all based on that. And different scenarios happen in the pizza place and things like that, you know, with the health inspector, someone breaks the toilet, you know, things things that happen everyday things in a business like that, you know, in a restaurant or something like that. So what happens is we've been so successful. We've been in – now we just filmed episode 7 last Sunday. We did 7 episodes. So 6 of them are on – they're online on Facebook and YouTube.com. You can check them out. Pizza Makers, it's all one word, P-I-Z-Z-E-R. Makers. And now what happened was after that, we were in a comedy contest at the Charles Playhouse. We came in second place out of 14 different short films. And that progressed further. We were in we've been in Imagine News magazine twice. We were in the Boston
mm-hmm.
Herald about 3 months ago in the Inside Track. And things are starting to build up. Chris has gotten calls from some people, and they want us to try to do a Pizza Makers, you know, a play, like a short 15-minute play type thing.
Right,
so
right.
That might happen, too. So that's the Pizza Makers, and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun doing that. Hopefully, you know, someone is looking at it, like Comedy Central or Spike TV, one of those things. So we have
no,
a lot of things
No, it does. It seems like a, you know, and the thing with the show is that, you know, people might think that, well, it's been done. But it's, I don't know, there's just something about the chemistry between you guys and the other actors, and I think it's different. I mean, it's just, it's funny, and it's,
yeah,
very well done, and like you said, it's a show that could easily be plucked into any network and do very well because it's hysterical. I mean, it's even funnier, I think, than some of the stuff that's out there. And I know some people might think, well, maybe it's a little too regional, but, you know, it's no different than if it was based in New York or Chicago or any of that. I think it's a really good show. So, and the fact that it's based on someone's life and the life experiences that he went through, I think it's a great concept.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I
went onto your page. Frankie has his own Facebook. I mean, he has his own, obviously, Facebook, but he has his own website, www.frankieinbergamo.com. I'll actually put that in the chat room so you guys can go check him out. And, Frankie, so you worked for the Postal Service. Really acting was something you came across after you were on this show. Now, where did the cookbook come from?
Well, the cookbook came. I was working for the Postal Service, and in the meantime, a lot of people I was, you know, from an Italian family, and they were like on a holiday, especially near the holiday, they would ask me for recipes, like, do you have a recipe for meatballs or for stuffed peppers or eggplant parm, things like that, and I would write it down right there at work for them, you know, and say, here,
mm-hmm.
I write it down. I can remember all that stuff because that's a lot of stuff I grew up with, and I made during the year. I would make them, you know, every week I'd make that stuff, you know. So what happened was my wife said one day, we're talking, so she says, all these recipes you give up, why don't you should write a cookbook and save them in the computer, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe we can write a cookbook. So I did that. And after about a year, I built up about 40 to 50 recipes, something like that were my own original. And some of them were from my mother and grandmother, which I critiqued a little and made them my own.
Right.
And I wrote the cookbook. I got it published. And now it's in Barnes and Noble, and plus in some small bookstores around the local area, Boston area. And you can buy it online too at BarnesandNoble.com. So that happened, and
mm-hmm.
the book is doing very, very well.
Now, what's
like
the name of the book? Is The Good Life, Favorite Italian
called,
Recipes.
That's correct. The Good Life,
okay.
Favorite Italian Recipes by Frank Imbergamo. Yeah, it's a hardcover book. It's 40 recipes. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're easy. They're kind of easy recipes. So, you know, I always like to try to cook like easily, you know, easy steps. Because if you put a lot of ingredients, people are going to see it, and, you know, and a lot of... They don't want to spend 8 hours shopping and then 8 hours cooking. You know, they want to just try to go to the supermarket, go buy the ingredients, take it home and cook it, you know, so they can have
so
it that
So this
day,
is something
you know?
That, let's say someone that isn't a good chef or isn't a big-time chef, something that they could easily read the recipes, you know,
exactly.
go to the supermarket, pick up the ingredients, and then make
yes.
a really decent recipe.
That's, right.
That's awesome that you
yeah.
you were able to do that, because I know sometimes Italian food can be very elaborate because, you know, the old country, they were in that kitchen all day cooking
giant
right. meals on Sunday, and you'd be
that's,
starving because you kept smelling
true.
How good everything was.
and
you know,
right,
the good
right.
thing, the thing, yeah, and the thing I like about it is because
yeah.
My grandfather, he's from the old country. He came over from Sardinia. So mm-hmm. one of the things that I found sad was all of his recipes were never handed down. They were all in his head, and they basically stayed there until he passed. We never got
wow.
to share them. So I really like the concept that you took these recipes that feel like home, you know, like the old country, that they're easy and they're something that you can prepare in the middle of the week and enjoy a really good home-cooked
right.
meal.
Yeah. Well, I have one for you, and I would like to give you a signed autograph copy.
I would love one.
Copy,
I would so love one. I mean, that's one of the things I liked.
Yeah,
oh, I will definitely do that.
Yeah, do that.
Now,
and I'll
I
want
to know. Yeah, no, I will totally.
Yeah.
Now, another thing is, because I want to get as much about you as I can, because you're like all over the place, and I love that. You have a blog, too, don't you?
Well, I had a blog on the Medford Patch, but I don't use it much. I just use like Facebook now. It's a lot easier because, you know, people want to, because everybody's on Facebook or Twitter. I don't go on Twitter much, but I do once in a while. But Facebook,
right.
I find that more people are on that than I know anyway. And so I just fight, if somebody wants, you know, if I put like pictures and stuff like that of what I'm doing, like I just put one out today with the, you might have saw it today, I just got some photos today sent to me that I did a project, it was a print job, print work for...
Oh, yeah, actually, it's funny, that's the one I put up on the website, segment page, because you're like all decked out, I'm like, wait a minute, so what was that for?
That was for the National Fire Protection Agency. It was a commercial slash print work, magazines, billboards for the NFPA, and I did that in June, and it just came out. They're going to start, I guess they're going to start using it in magazines and billboards now. So that's
that was
one of them.
Awesome. I really liked that. It was so convincing because I'm like, wait, that looks like Frankie, and I even had to go back to go, wait, that is Frankie.
Yeah.
That's so how did you wind up getting that?
Well, I did that through my agent, by the New England Models Group. They're like an agent of mine, and they give me a lot of print work and commercial work. And then the other casting companies, I get the movies from. Sometimes, you know, Steven Sagg sometimes sends us movies now. So, you know, that once in a while they'll send like a blog out in there, the Sagg Blast. But that I got from the New England Models Group. And I also did another one prior to that in May, which would be coming out in November. I did like a print job billboard for Vicks, the Vicks company. Which
yes.
Is, you know, and I played, actually had to play like a sick person in a bed, like with a bathrobe on, and I had to look really they made me look really, really sick. And it was a lot of fun. I had a good time doing that. That was done in May. That'll be coming out soon. So, I do the movies. I do the print work. I do a little of everything, you know.
So I have a question, because I know that, you know, everybody assumes that in order to get into acting, you have to be a certain type and you have to be really young, and it's something that you have to do, you know, your whole life. Yet here's someone like you who came onto it later in life, and you discovered that you were good at it and you're passionate about it and you're obviously getting work. What suggestions would you have for someone that's interested in getting into the film industry?
Well, first of all, I tell a lot of people, especially younger people, they get very frustrated and they don't want to do it anymore. And you know, I tell them to stick with it. Just keep stick with it, and you know, and you have to market yourself too. You have to be your own little, you know, you have to market yourself out there, as well as try to get involved with different agencies and, you know, casting directors, and you know, you have to sell yourself more or less. You know, it's like one of those things. I had to learn that after a couple of years. Because after a couple of years, I was doing all this extra work, and the money wasn't, you know, was horrible, you know, non-union. But I said, if I quit, then I got to start all over. So I stuck it out, and I was an extra for like four years maybe, until now, the last like 6 years, last 5 or 6 years, I've been a member of SAG, and I get work, and I get paid very well. You know, the money's good, and so, you know, now it's a big difference in the pay, that's for sure. But you have to stick with it. You have to really like market yourself. Go out there, you know, look at different agencies, see where the movies are. Talk to network with people, you know, get some business cards made up. You know, that's what I do. That's how I did it. You know, and I go to different functions, like, you know, they have all these SAG meetings, and you know, and your name gets, believe it or not, your name gets spread around and people get to know you. And then
well,
the
it's
next thing
true.
You know,
they do
you
get to
phone calls,
know
you.
You
know? Yeah.
Now, do you think that, because this is, like I said, there was this perception that you have to look a certain way.
Right.
Do you really believe that, or is it just the fact that if you have the ability to create, like, a niche for you? Because I know that you're a niche actor, you know, people would call it a character actor, but you have a broad spectrum, because you could be this homicidal maniac, or you can be this really funny guy that you're like, whoa, that's like my Uncle Vinny, you know, someone you
bring home and
be cooking pasta for you and your friends kind of thing. So I find that funny. But then on the other hand, you have this ability to really be creepy, kind of like, okay, I'm locking the door now.
I like to play different. I'm like a character, I just say character actor, and, you know, I play all different roles, and most of the roles, a lot of roles actually with prison guards, police officers, and things like that, you know, and sometimes you can get stereotyped. I don't know if you get stereotyped, but it seems like I've done a lot of those roles, too, and you have to stick with that. You have to just give it 100% and go out there and, you know, sometimes you have to find your own work, you know. You can't depend on, like, sometimes just, like, sitting by the phone and waiting for a casting director to call you. You have to call them sometimes and say, you know, I've been a member of such and such, this casting agency for a long time, and I'm not getting any calls. Is there something wrong? Sometimes they have the wrong email. You know, there could be so many different things that could be wrong. But I know what you're saying. You know, like, I know exactly what you mean about the specs. I don't believe that. I think, like, everybody can do anything, really, if you put your head to it, and you can learn to be a good actor, and you can fill it, you can do any character, really. I mean, you know, you read a script, and you get into the script, and you read it thoroughly, and you can take as many auditions as you can. You know, I know a lot of people get frustrated. They say, gee, I went to 100 auditions, and not one job out of that, you know, but that happens, too, so sometimes it's a matter of luck, too, you know. But
It is. It really is. And
you know,
one of the things
really
that you've done, I've noticed, is that, because you mentioned typecasting earlier, and this is funny because I had a conversation with one of my kids where he's like, well, Mom, you're always playing a cop or a lawyer or a detective.
Exactly.
He's like, that's not really acting because it's something that you've done for real.
That's
aren't you afraid of being typecast? And I'm like, well, the reality is typecast means you're being typed you're being cast in something as a certain type, and we know that there's tons of actors that made a long career in Hollywood about, you know, playing the cop or the detective.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many actors that were just always in the background. I mean, Ernest Borgnine was one that I love pointing out because, yes, he was an A-list actor, but he worked way into his, you know, 60s and 70s in other parts, and people forgot that, you know. So that's one of the things that I see that you can do, and you've done very well. What are things that you can do? You talked about taking the acting lessons. What do you think are other things besides the networking and the acting lessons that one can do to become a better actor or to be able to get your name out there more?
Well, the best thing to do is a big part of it is networking with people that are in the same business. You have to go out there and network, pass out, get some business cards made, go to these, like, they have so many different, if you go on the web, you'll see so many different, like, events they have. They have, like, short film events at a certain restaurant, and they have a screening, and they have, like, a pizza party, you know, and they have, they'll tell you, like, it's an acting thing, you know. Then you go there, you show up, you walk around, and you sit down, and you have something to eat, and you pass out your cards to different directors. Because most of the time, there are directors out there and producers that do attend those. I ain't saying they go to all of them, but most of them, you're going to see some people out there. If they're not there, then sometimes you might meet people who work for them, who are from the casting agencies that are there, and you give them a card. You never know. You might get a call within a couple of days. They might want to take you in for an interview, an audition. Because they look at people, they say, gee, this guy's got a good look. You know, I can use him in my movie. Let me talk to him. You know, that's what happens too a lot. So I would suggest that. That's a good way to do it. And also, like I said, the casting on the websites, try to, like, get your name out there, give them your email address, and give them a resume and a headshot. You always have to have a good resume, an up-to-date resume and a headshot. You don't want to go in there with a picture that's 4 years old, 5 years old. You have to keep them current. I get mine done every year. So, you know, I just have one done. So, you know.
Right.
I know a lot of things cost money, and I understand that people don't have a lot of money, but if you can get one good headshot and it costs you a few bucks, it's worth it. And after you get it done, then you just submit it to so many people. What's wrong with the resume? and you'll and that works. I believe that works.
Yeah, it does. Now, another question that I have, everybody always assumes that in order to be an actor, a working actor, you have to be either in California or New York or Chicago. What would you say to someone like that? What are the secrets, or what are some of the things that you can say to them as far as being able to be a working actor in Massachusetts?
Well, Massachusetts, we've been fortunate the last like 4 or 5 years. We've been having quite a bit of movies here. And I'm going to be honest with you, the last 7 or 8 movies I was in as different parts around Massachusetts, there was a lot of New York people who come in here and work. So I know there's more work in New York, but it seems like Boston is getting some of the bigger stars for some reason. You know, we get that Hollywood East building open in AR Massachusetts pretty soon with that studio. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a big help. So, I went to New York for the Emerald Show, but I did a lot of movies in Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts mostly, you know. So I've been very fortunate. I've been successful in my New England area. But you know, I think if there was no movies coming to Boston, then I would think New York would be a good place to start. You know, some people just jump right to California, which is, you know, that's a big market out there. They probably have a lot more. New York has a lot of the HBO TV series, things like that, which makes a big difference, too. You can get, like, Boardwalk Empire and those movies like that.
Right.
The people in
which
New York
is very
City,
true. There is a lot of work in New York. And I think it's funny that people do choose to go to California, because one of the things I noticed is California, I don't know if it's harder to get into the industry or it's just because it's so spread out. When I've seen many of people that I know that have finally made the leap to go to New York, they wind up being able to actually work more because, one, like you said, there's so many shows going on at any given time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just seems easier to kind of get around because most of the production studios or the film houses where they actually film are either in Manhattan or, you know, some of the films they do is in Long Island or, you know, so there's always somewhere close by where you can get to. And the other thing, of course, they have the courtesy shuttles where they'll pick you up from Manhattan and take you to set.
Right.
So I noticed where Boston, I mean, I guess because it's smaller, it's kind of easier to get around. It just makes it easier to get to set, that kind of thing. I don't know. It just seems like it's a win-win for people if that's where they want to start.
Yeah,
so Frankie, what do you see yourself doing in the future? I mean, you've done so much in such a short time. Where do you think you see yourself going?
I'd like to go on Boardwalk Empire. I was thinking about trying to get a part in there, so I have to go down to New York City next week and drop off my headshot resume at Central Casting. Because if you don't go through Central Casting, you can't work on those HBO TV series. They won't accept you. You have to go through them. They have a contract with all those HBO series, and they get those people first from the casting agency. So if you don't, you have to go down. Like I know, on the Wednesdays they take SAG people all day long to drop off their resumes on a Wednesday. So I'll be going down there. I was supposed to do it last week, but I couldn't do it. So I'll be going down. And then hopefully, I'm trying to get on one of those TV series. That'll be my next thing to do. And if that happens, then that'd be great, you know. Because I know once you go into one TV series, then your resume you can send it all around to every other one. Once you go to New York City,
I have noticed that. I've noticed people that once they start working, even if it's background work, I've noticed that it kind of domino effect where they start doing more and more work, and before you know it, they start getting, you know, smaller speaking parts, and then it just kind of snowballs from there. But it's the consistency of keeping the work up that I noticed.
Now, you
said you're SAG, right?
That's right.
Now, how long from the time you started working to you became SAG, and was that something that you felt was the right decision to make, or do you think it was something that you did too soon? How do you feel about that?
Well, what happened was, the first 3 or 4 years, I did a lot of extra work as non-union. And then after the Emerald Show, I got joined AFTRA. Remember there was two unions before, AFTRA and SAG?
Yes.
Do you remember that? You remember that, right?
Yes, I do remember that, yes.
Okay, so when I joined AFTRA, what happened, I joined AFTRA because I was on TV. And then from there on, I started doing the movies again, and I didn't have to get any more, like, waivers. You know, those waivers you get, like, before you're non-union,
right.
You need 3 waivers to become SAG eligible. So what happened
right.
was I was in AFTRA. Then when they merged, I switched over to SAG. Well, I was in SAG before that, but then they now it's SAG AFTRA. So
mm-hmm.
I think I made a good decision because I'll tell you why. Now, SAG was a lot of people think it's a lot of money. It was like $3,000. It's up to $3,000 now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for national. I joined through Hollywood. You know, I didn't join right through Bar. I wanted to be a member of the whole country. I didn't want just Massachusetts at that time.
Right,
so,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I joined that anyway. Long story short, when I joined and I paid for AFTRA. Then I had to just pay the difference to SAG. It wasn't that much. So
mm-hmm.
now here's what happened. I did a movie after that for like 8 days. I made all my money back and I paid off everything. You know, I was ahead of the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like all my
oh yeah, exactly.
I was a SAG member and I so. But if I didn't do that and I was doing non-union, you're only making $100 a day. Where this way here, you're making like $700, $800 a day. You know, so it's a big difference.
Right.
So you get the money.
No, I noticed that.
Yeah.
So what projects do you see in your future coming up besides Boardwalk Empire?
Well, I just did a big movie called American Hustle.
Yes.
I got
mm-hmm.
a speaking role in that. I played
Actually,
I played a waiter in an Italian restaurant.
That is so awesome.
It was a speaking part, and we filmed it in Worcester about four months ago, and
mm-hmm.
It was a David O. Russell film. It's called American Hustle, and I was
mm-hmm.
serving the chicken piccata dishes to Jennifer Lawrence, Christian Bale, Jeremy Renner at the table. We were laughing and talking, and I'm serving the food. They said, "Oh, this smells beautiful. What is it?" And I'm explaining. So, you know, it was a real, real good scene. That scene was beautiful. It was really, really nice. I had a lot of fun doing it. And I spent like 3 or 4 days with them doing that. It was a lot of fun. And that's going to be a big movie. It's coming out Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's called American Hustle. And it's based on the ab scam. Remember in 1978, there was a big ab scam thing with there was some congressman involved with some foreign thing. I don't know. There was a lot of stuff that happened in that year. And it was based on that, like with the mayor of Camden, New Jersey. It was played by Jeremy Renner. He plays the mayor,
mm-hmm.
Camden, New Jersey. And that's coming out in the future. Like I still do a lot of cooking videos too. I write a food column for the Medford Transcript. It's called Cooking with Frankie. And once
I was
a month,
going
they come,
to ask
they,
you about that.
Okay.
Yeah, how did
okay.
you wind up starting to do that?
Well, they called me and they said, "Geez," says, "you know, we got your cookbook here, or you're a local resident, Medford, you know, and can we come
mm-hmm.
and talk to you?" They came over and they said, "Well, what we'd like to do is start a show and give you a column. What we wanted to do is once a month we come over and we'll film you in your kitchen and you take a recipe out of your cookbook and we'll do it live, then we'll put it on the website. And then a week after that you write a story about that while they're editing the film. I write a story about
mm-hmm.
that recipe, like, you know, when do we made that in my family, like we made it on Christmas Eve or whatever the case may be, you know. And I would tell a story
right.
about that, and I have a column called Cooking with Frankie, and I tell everything about that recipe. And then after that's done, you go online at wickedlocalmedford.com /cooking with Frankie, and you can see all the videos. There's about 10 of them I did already.
So that's on Wicked Local?
Yeah, wickedlocalmedford.com.
Okay.
Or you can also go to medfordtranscript.com, and you can pick it up and put Frank and Bergamo off Cooking with Frankie. And you can see them all. And you know, a lot of people like them. I get a lot of emails, and they say, "Oh, I like this one, I like that one." You know.
Well,
you know,
that would be a great tip
fun.
For you to have your own cooking show. Are you kidding me? It'd be perfect.
Yeah. Well, that's. I just did a cable TV show last week in Winchester,
mm-hmm.
Mass. It was a Winchester
mm-hmm.
cable. And we're talking about
right.
food. Some of it, you know, talking about everything. Same thing we're talking about, like me and you right now. You know.
Right. Right.
So
no, I can totally see that.
Yeah, so maybe like one day I'll be on the Food Network. You,
I could totally see that. I could definitely see
yeah.
that. So So, Frankie, just to, is there anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to and say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my friend Chris Palermo. Just wanted to tell him that we had a blast doing that episode 7, Pizza Makers, because as that Pizza Makers episode 7, I don't know if you're aware of this, we, instead of giving too much away, it's not going to be like a regular episode. It's going to be a radio drama.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's going to be
That's
real good.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, that'll be coming out in November. And I want to say a shout-out to Matt Fisher and Chase Carson from DJ Stand the Man. And a pleasure working with you guys, and hope to see you soon. And that's about it. And, you know, and I want to thank you very much for having me on. And I can't believe it's been 4 years. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Can you believe that?
I
was
can't
so excited
believe it, so...
because I know.
What was I
because
on?
You
years?
Were one of our first guests that we had, and I was looking through the old guest list, and I'm like,
unbelievable.
I know.
Well,
and you know what?
Fantastic.
You still owe me an autographed picture.
Yep. Oh, did I say
from my wall of fame?
No, okay, I'll get a new one now. So I'll put that with the cookbook, all right?
Absolutely, because I have a collection of all my guests that I've had on the show, and that's my little thing, because, you know, you brainwave the big things, and I'm brainwaving to one day have a big studio where we can put them all up, and I just, I was looking for
so
them,
you
I'm
have
like,
a chance.
I don't
send me
have Frankie's
address,
picture.
So I can send you the signed copy of the cookbook, and I'll send you an update, a new new headshot.
Oh, absolutely. I will totally do that, because I need to have you on there. And, I was going through the old list, and I'm like, Frankie was one of my original guests. And that's what we've been doing this month, getting some of the old guests that we had originally when we first started the show. Because, honestly, I'm as blown away that we're still here 4 years later. Not, you know, not that I was thinking negative, but it's like, wow, it has flown
by. Went by quick. Well, it
totally
really nice
went by quick.
You know,
well, it was nice having you on the show, and we're definitely going to have you back, because I know I would love to have you back when Stand the Man comes out, and you have a couple of more projects that are due to premiere soon. So we're definitely going to have you back so you can talk about that and your, you know, and a few of the other things that you're involved in. But thank you so much for being on the show, and
thank
for
you very much
our
for
listeners.
Having me.
Frankie is on
much.
Facebook. All the information is in the chat room. You can also go to www.frankinbergamo.com. Is it Frank in Bergamo or Frankie
That's
on your
it's
website?
Frank in Bergamo.
Yeah, so it's frankinbergamo.com. You can find him there, and that has all the links. And you can also go to wickedlocalmedford.com, put in Frankie's name, and find his videos for his segments that he does as well. And then also on YouTube for the upcoming episodes of Pizza Makers, so you guys can't
That's
miss
great.
That. Frankie,
That's
thank you
great.
So much for being with us.
Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it.
Have a great
it.
Day.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That's one of the things that I really like about my show. It's the fact that I get to have all these different people from all walks of life, and it's really motivating to me to realize that, and you guys too, you need to realize this, that whole stereotype of, oh, I'm too old to do this, I missed the boat. No, it's never too late to do anything that you imagine doing. And I know people can give me examples like, well, I'm 50, I can't be a professional baseball player. No, but you can play baseball. If you really love it and you're passionate about it, you can do it. I mean, look at Frankie. He's passionate about cooking, and he was on that show. He won that contest, wrote a cookbook, and now he has his own segment, and he's doing acting. He's in the union, and he's got – I see a lot of really big things coming down the pike for Frankie in the future. So I cannot believe we're running out of time. Our Monday segment is an hour because we're still in the test phase. We're trying to see how you guys like us on a Monday to add to our schedule, not instead of, but as part of as well. Our Tuesday show is going to be on actually – every other week, so we will not be here tomorrow, but we will be here the following week, as I have a new commitment on Tuesday nights every other week that I will be honoring. So I will be doing that. I'll tell you guys more about that later once it's all etched in stone. But for now, I am really grateful that you guys are here. I am grateful that you joined us. And remember, no one can ever steal your dreams away. That's something that you guys, you let them do that. So don't do that. Also, if you get a moment, please go by our foundation website, www.sarahsjoy.com. www.thediamondtheruffoundation.com. Please stop by, check out some of the activities we had. We just had our great road race a couple of weeks ago. It went really well. We have a few fundraisers coming up. We're going to do a Toys for Tots drive. So, yeah, we have a lot of really cool things, and we'd love to have you guys be part of it. So don't forget, Wednesday night, 9 to 11, the amazing Shelly Karma Nunchucks will be with us. She will be doing her thing with her guests, and she's also on Sundays from 12 noon Eastern Standard Time till 2 o'clock. And then next week, you will have the... So I don't know if it's a pleasure, but I'm going to invade you. So you're going to listen to me Mondays, 9 to 10, and Tuesdays, 9 to 11. So next Tuesday, we have Tim Ryan's going to be on the show. He's going to talk about his projects that he's worked on and some of the stuff that he's got coming on. So I'm really excited to have him back on the show. And we're also going to have Adam on as well. So, yeah, looking forward to that because there's a lot of catching up to do. So, guys, I hope you have an amazing night. Thank you for joining me and putting up with us as we experiment to expand our show even more. Thank you for 4 wonderful years that you guys have hung in there with us and have helped us to continue to grow. I am so grateful and so blessed to have you guys there. And I want to send you off with a song. And I really hope this week, you guys, you know, let's bring it up a notch. Really do whatever you think you need to do to make that dream come true. So we're going to leave you with Whatever It Takes by Laquandra Seymour. And I hope you have a blessed week. And good night, everyone.
years. Vividly clear, legendary status is near. We put it in gear, other MCs to the rear. Too much pain in this game, swallow too many tears. Kept my eyes focused, never lost track, never tossed crack. Kept the gully, never talked trash. Always kept it hoods, never crossed backs. Completed small tasks through all that with only minor drawbacks. Now it's my time to shine, cause I'm ready. Flows focused, aimed and steady. Waiting for the levee to break, a heavy mistake. To let my mind flow through the gate. I unload on my foes, call me Stitch, you the great. Bridge place, now I'm fixed to escape. Jack Sparrow when the barrel starts sniffing my fate. Never ever hesitate when you ask for the real. Is this that C dot, the P dot that's doing it real big?
off the face of the earth and became a star. They not close cause you better by far. You are on fire and these girls are tar-tar. Do your thing, keep it moving like a CA. Damn, I ain't like this for most of y'all, but this girl's body got my head doing somersaults. Frustrating cause she really got me chasing, I ain't hesitating. She mine for the taking. So yeah, tell me who you be with. He ain't gotta know, you can be a little secret. But if that man ain't good for your health, Miss Lady, please don't hurt yourself, treat yourself. You say anything a man could do, you do for self. It's dinner time, do you really wanna eat yourself? Now spread your legs, do you really wanna eat yourself? Girl, think about it, even jokes can be heartfelt.
Who you be with? Who you be with? Who you be with? Who you be with? Who you with? Who you be with? Be with, be who you be with? Be with, be who you be with? Be with, be who you be with? With, be with, be who you be with? Be with, be who you be with?
Yeah, we can be here for a long time. A fine time to tell you that you're fine. Sip on this wine, girl, and unwind. I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. Now back to discussion, my bad for interruption. No cigarettes, girl, you got your boy crushing. Lusting, thinking, is this something? She really got my back, or is she fronting? I'ma act like it's nothing. It's what we do as men, girl, just in case y'all bluffing. I will proceed to give you what you need. We can burn trees, set some Z's as long as you at ease. Oh, you ain't know, you rockin' with IRV. I'm the IIT, I be in your mouth like hot tea. And I will never ask who you with, cause you know it's me.
Who you be with? Who you be with? Who you be with? Who you be with? Who you with? Who you be with? Be with, be who you be with? Be with, be who you be with? Be with, be who you be with? With, be with, be who you be with? Be with, be who you be with?
Circle, and under the moon is full, and only there one sees. stops, you still got sex to play with a spread of dough. Check out me, running like OJ. Yeah. This ain't core, so don't judge me, I'm so free.
Sometimes I need a girl by my side, this is really
sad. And then I seen her in the room side, the room side, the room side. But baby, I just approach her and I ask her if she need help. Still looking fly in that blue shirt with a back showing. Them brown eyes and that smile, got her face glowing. I cracked the joke and I sing that dimple. Might be love, could it be that simple? Cause it's these numbers, now we talking. She asked a question like I'm real, girl. Say, she said, she said. I just met my wife. She laughed because she know me, but trust me, that's the old me. She never seen me like this before. She never heard me like this before. I'm kinda like Stevie Wonder first time seeing. What would he say about this glorious being? Colors never ever been so bright. I never ever felt so right. Your body, your face similar to the sunset. Can't take my eyes off until they're gone. Until they're gone. Until they're gone. I know it's kinda hard to trust. Been around, you heard it all. They must be dogs, mama. They ain't nothing like me. This is MTV. I got the double shot of love. Take a chance, this is real. Not no VH1. Turn off your lifetime. It's off inside. Cause I can make your dreams real right through the horizon. So let's go, mama. Let's go, mama.
Thank you. Was the day I change, the day I claim, the best day to clear my reign. I used to be filled with just anger and pride, now it's just pride for you, no more anger inside. Between you and your mom, I learned the meaning of love, the needing of hugs. Above, I see the meaning of dust. Oh yes, I'll protect you and guide you from harm, and nothing's better than the feelings when I hold you in my arms. When times are hard and the clouds are gray, I see you smile and realize life will be okay. Before you, it was just me and all that time, but now it's us, so trust, everything's just fine. My little prince, it's the king and I, sing with pride, spread your little wings and fly. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, your mom, and we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride.
I feel the love and the warmth, you fall asleep on my chest. Feel the pattern when you breathe, the scent of your hair. As I kiss your little forehead, you know I'm right there. And I'll never leave your side, I'm here forever. Teach you to be a man through the stormy weather. Anything that you need, I'm here for you. Clear and true, in the physical, my spirit too. With my son, it stays fun, a passionate joy. You make me laugh when you splash in the bath with your toys. When your mom tries to feed you, you spit out your food. Look at her and start laughing, little things that you do. When I see you, I see me, we're one and the same. You're my child, my first son, I gave you my name. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you, your mama, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
reaches global consciousness. Some people take, they pull out the hand, and never like to give back again. Sickness is a bitterness, we're looking for the medicine. The problem is when we let, we expect to deal the damn. Right away without delay, a product of the world today. Did you hear your mother say that something good is worth the wait? Something good is worth the wait. It just takes a little faith, but how can you see it if you don't believe it in the first place? It should all start today when you believe. You'll see a bit goes a long way. Hell of a man to come and lead us to the promised land. But don't you think that he could use a hand? Get to your feet now so we can stay together.
Oh, sometimes kinda hard to miss the talent, but all I see is average savage. I see the sturdy rock, I get savage. It's primitive. I could be your caveman, you could be my cave girl. I could rock your damn world, show you how I am. Your diamond rosettas, I could talk about it. Tell her I could talk about that 10-foot shower. Yeah, you heard that. Talk about that sexy hour.
Yeah. that's the problem. You my sight with no touch. You my life, you my wife, you so clutch. You my might, I love you so much. Love that I can make you laugh. Love to see you shake that ass. Journey's just starting, so baby, let's just make it last. My inspiration, my patience when I'm fading back. Whisper in your ear, you my goddess while we take a bath. You a trip, scared to buy a couch on Craigslist. Nothing's more fun than catching Dexter on Netflix. Every time I sexless, yes, you the bestest. Let me slow down because baby, leave me breathless. Real talk, we gon' live forever. Get old, get gray, and raise these kids together. You my warmth, you my fire, you my scarf, my heat. I'm not the same, you my heart that beats.
I can't believe it's been 10 years together, and this is the first song I've ever made for you. I should have my head examined. You are so important to me that I could be with you another 1,000 years and never truly express how much you got me. You're ace of spades, and the thing about it is that everyone that knows you knows it. You are something special. I love you so much, and that will never change.
Without you, there's no me. Without me, there's no you. And I mean you my dream girl, my queen, my own boo. You my own heaven, my beauty, my tune. My sun and the stars, my view, my own moon. I know you're reaching zones simply when I speak in tones. Feel the love with every step while I'm reaching home. What's a perfect day with you in seeking tone? What's a perfect night? You and me alone. You are my everything, that's what I think of you. Now let me see your body, kiss every inch of you. Words could not express my love, baby, you the perfect song. I got a perfect wife, my kid's a perfect mom. Real talk, we gon' live forever. Get old, get gray, and raise these kids together. You my warmth, you my fire, you my scarf, my heat. I'm not the same, you my heart that beats.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. I love you. I love you.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I ain't gonna stop, no.